بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب فضل الصلوات. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. صدق الله العظيم. As we mentioned previously, after having completed the chapter which deals with the virtues of Azan, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced a new chapter, that which after Iman constitutes the greatest and most important and most fundamental command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for a believer, as we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ صَلَاتُهُ. The first thing after Iman that every believer will be questioned about, his hisab will take place on the Day of Judgment, is his Salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If the Salah has been discharged, if this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been discharged correctly, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that everything else after that will be correct. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If the salah is found wanting, then everything after that will be found wanting. Salah, ulama say, سِلَةٌ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ. This is the connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his slave. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. That establish salah for my remembrance. One beautiful commentary of this that Mufassirin give, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, that if salah is established correctly, not only are you remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah will remember you. You will gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say with regards to salah, مَا مِن فَرِيضَةٍ فَرَضَتْ عَلَى الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ إِلَّا بِوَاسِطَةِ الْوَحِي. They say that every other injunction or command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent down to Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ through wahi, through revelation. إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ, except salah. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُ لَهُ مُبَاشَرَةً كَلَّمَهُ بِهَا. This is that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that directly Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on the Mi'raj, and كَلَّمَهُ بِهَا. Allah spoke directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفَرَضَهَا عَلَيْهِ فِي أَعْلَى مَكَانٍ, at the highest possible point, يَسِلُ إِلَيْهِ الْبَشَرِ, than any human being could reach. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was taken to that point. Allah spoke directly to him. And then, not only did Allah Ta'ala make salah farz upon him, but خَمْسِينَ salah, 50 salah were made farz upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know the famous incident where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returns from Mi'raj and he meets Sayyidina Musa Alayhi Salaam. And the question is asked that, what did you come with 50 salah? He said, my ummah were given 2 only, and they didn't fulfill that. Go back, ask Allah Ta'ala for some sort of reprieve. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went up and down a few times till it was reduced to 5. In this itself, ulama ikram mentioned, why 50 first? لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّهَا. Because this is that amal that is greatly loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And لِأَنَّهَا ثَوَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, because that the great reward, that is why we find in the riwayat that even after it was reduced to 5, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that if your ummah will fulfill it, if they will discharge it, they will do 5, but we will reward them as if they had performed 50 salah. Allah ta'ala, in fact, ulama ikram tell us that if you look in the Quran, direct command of a salah, inference towards salah, reference towards salah, benefits of salah. Ulama have enumerated up to more than 700 places in the Quran where salah is referred to. This is such a fundamental command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our salah is such a comprehensive ibadah that was given to us, that it's mentioned that in salah there is the thana of Allah, there is the hamd, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our salah there is dua also. In our salah there is tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. In our salah is risalat, the emulation and following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our salah, our salah constitutes a conversation. It is munajat. It is a communion between the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is tawadu, it is humility, it is inkisari, it is humbling and lowering yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which Allah ta'ala alludes to more than 700 times in the Quran, and yet we find majority of the ummah today, salah is not in their lives. 5 times daily salah. We get karguzaris, jamaat meeting people, encouraging a person to go for salah, and the person will tell, you know what, my clothes are not clean, as if I'm in a state of impurity, this is why I can't make salah. You get karguzari, person is met, given the encouragement towards salah, the person responds that, you know what, inshallah, I'll start from next week, Jummah. All sorts of, in other words, where the ummah hasn't given this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala its due right. And we find that every one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only are we rewarded, not only is there benefit and return and remuneration in the akhirat, but in this world also, in the dunya also, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain great benefits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give when the command of Allah ta'ala is carried out correctly. And this is interestingly what Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in the introduction of this chapter, Babu Fadli Salawat, the chapter which deals with the virtue and the benefit of salah, interestingly, he brings that verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the worldly benefit of salah. That if salah is carried out correctly, in the chapter later on, obviously we'll see the virtues in akhirat, the cleansing of sins, etc., that occur through salah. But what is the worldly benefit? What will Allah give you in the dunya? For example, it is the days of Hajj. Every command of Allah Ta'ala, we find in Quran also it is mentioned. For example, like I said, now is the days of Hajj. When it comes to the discharging of Hajj, Allah Ta'ala tells us, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ لِيَشْهَدُوا. You will physically experience, you will make shahadat, you will see that if this command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is discharged, مَنَافِعَ. Allah will not just give you one benefit, there will be many, many benefits. Amongst the benefits, for example, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالنِّفَاقِ كَمَا تَنْفِي النَّارِ خُبْثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. He said that, continually make Hajj and Umrah, because like how fire is cleansed, like how steel is cleansed through fire, continuous Hajj and Umrah, one benefit alluded to in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will protect you from poverty. Externally it looks, Hajj and Umrah, you're spending money. Yet, one of the benefits, in fact the Mufassirin have written under this verse of the Quran, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَكُمْ, that physically, a person will see an increase in his barakah, an increase in the barakah and blessings of his wealth when he will spend on Hajj and Umrah. And nowadays we hear this on most people's lips and tongues. Hajj has become very, very expensive. This is a test and a trial. But yet, when you go, you'll see many poor people are there. Who is bringing them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But particularly, one of the benefits is the return of the wealth that you will spend. Allah will protect you from poverty. So liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. In Hajj, many, many benefits. Likewise, salah. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, hafidhu ala salah. Hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta. This is a very, very interesting verse in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala uses the word hifadhat. Allah says protect. Hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta. Now, if you look at the nuances of the Arabic language, when you command somebody to make hifazat and protect, it could have been ihfadhu ala salawat. Ihfadhu, guard your salah. Yet Allah Ta'ala says hafidhu. Ulama mentioned the word hafidhu comes from bab mufa'ala. In other words, ishtirak min al janibain, where the benefit of something is coming from both directions. In other words, Allah is telling you and I, hafidhu, make hifazat of your salah. Hafidhu instead of ihfadhu. In other words, if you will protect the salah will protect you. Allah is guaranteeing one of the returns, hifazat and protection. If you will guard your salah, in that salah is protection. Protection in dunya. Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. Whatever musibat, whatever hardship or difficulty you are facing in the world, through salah, Allah Ta'ala will remove that musibat and that difficulty. In akhirat, in the qabr, in barzakh, in akhirat, in other words, dunya and akhirat, if you will make hifazat of your salah, that salah will protect you. If you look at this verse, hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta, particularly protect the middle salah. The middle salah. Now, what is the middle salah? Ulama say, if you look, one interpretation is given, if you look at any of the salah, any of the five salah, you will always find this two salah before it and two salah after it. So technically, any salah is the middle salah. The famous interpretation of this, the middle salah refers to Salatul Asr. That particularly, be careful about the Asr salah, because normally, especially now you see in winter, with the Asr salah coming in very early, many of us find it more challenging. But the point that when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carried out correctly, then not only are we benefiting in akhirat, Allah Ta'ala promises certain benefits in this world also. So the first verse that Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings in the introduction of this chapter, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That verily, salah will protect you. Salah will protect you from immoral behavior and munkarat. Munkarat, in other words, evil, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the salah is carried out correctly, and this itself requires a bit of explanation. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Today especially, just last night, I visited someone, and they were playing some one alim's message about karguzari of a young little girl, 10 or 12 years old, Muslim girl. One alim phoned up looking for, asking if there's some psychological counseling they can arrange for this child, why this child was abused by Muslim youngsters. And karguzari was given that these, one is a Muslim girl, those that had done the sexual abuse were Muslims, and that too youngsters, 8, 9. The average age was about 11 years, 5 Muslim youngsters. This is not some other country, this is South Africa. And then, when you break it down, what was behind it was the mobile phone. Because today, most of us, in fact, parents, even out of their love and consideration for their children, are putting this mobile phone into the hands of the child. This is where the, in other words, we don't have that, we're not taking out that time to sit with our families and engage them in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, ta'aleem in our homes, etc. Just an easy distraction, place the phone in the hand. Outwardly it looks that the child may be playing with some game or so on, but these phones are designed in such a way, touch a button and then another button and is leading. So certain seeds are being planted in the minds of our youth today where absolutely shocking type of kaarguzaris are coming. Shocking, unbelievable, unimaginable, immoral behavior has come. It's become the order of the day, unfortunately. And we are looking around. Everyone wants to know what's the solution. Which direction can we turn? One beautiful solution Allah Ta'ala is giving us in the Quran. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Our shariat is till qiyamah. Whatever challenges will come in front is already in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we are told in the Quran, if salah is discharged correctly. Now when we talk of the discharging of salah, like I said, unfortunately we run out of time. First thing, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no such thing as salah at home. There was no such thing as salah individually. When Allah's Rasul said, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, famous hadith, he said that, Malumun nifaq, even the munafiq, who was known as a munafiq, as a hypocrite, his Isha and Fajr Salah would be with Jamaat in the masjid. So one solution, we, as parents, if it's a male child, Rasulullah said from the age of 7, in other words, the connecting of our children with the masjid. Connecting of our children with Salah. When Salah, when Allah Ta'ala speaks of Salah, it means Salah with Jamaat, Salah in the masjid. Whatever challenges are out there, whether it's the mobile phone, whether it's the internet, whether it is agnosticism, whether it is atheism, whatever challenges the ummah is facing, and particularly our youth today, if the correct effort is made on Salah, Quran is telling us, Tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah will protect. Allah will protect from every form of immorality. Allah will protect from munkarat. Allah give us tawfiq.